Title. Send automation for one word vocal throws intermediate. All right, let's dial in one of the cleanest, most classic drum and bass vocal tricks. The one word throw. This is where your main vocal stays dry and punchy, but a single word, like move, run, or drop, suddenly explodes into a big reverb, a dubby delay, maybe some grit, then it snaps right back to dry. You get hype and space without turning your whole mix into soup. And in fast DNB, 170 to 176 BPM, that control is everything. We're going to do it the proper Ableton way. Send automation. That means we'll build returns that are 100% wet, and we'll automate the send amount so only that one word feeds the effect. By the end, you'll have a vocal track that stays consistent, plus two throw returns, one for a big controlled hall reverb, and one for a tempo sync delay that moves with the groove. Let's go step by step. First, prep the vocals so the throws behave. Put your vocal on an audio track. Call it something like vocal lead. Before you even think about effects, do quick cleanup. Trim obvious silence at the clip level and warp if you need to. For short shouts, Beats Warp mode often works fine. If it's more melodic, try Complex Pro, but don't overthink it. Now put a simple control chain on the vocal, so every word hits the sends consistently. Start with EQ 8. High pass around 100 to 150 Hz. In DNB, any low rumble in a vocal just steals headroom from your kick and sub. Then a compressor or glue compressor. Aim for roughly 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to crush it. You just want the level stable so one word doesn't randomly slam your reverb way harder than the next. Optional but super useful. A saturator with soft clip on. Light drive. This helps the vocal feel forward and it also makes your send throws more predictable. One more coach note here. If your vocal has sharp S and T sounds, tame them before the sends. A de-esser before the throw is a game changer, because sibilance can turn into this nasty high-frequency spray once it hits a long reverb or feedback delay. If you don't have a dedicated de-esser device, Multiband Dynamics can do a quick high-band clamp. Cool! Now we build the throw effects. Create two return tracks. Return A. Name it throw verb. Return B. Name it throw delay. On return A, we're building big but controlled space. Put an EQ 8 first. Before the reverb, high pass around 200 to 350 Hz. We do not want the reverb tail carrying low mid mod. If it gets harsh, you can also do a gentle dip around 2 to 4k Hz. Then add hybrid reverb, or Ableton reverb if you prefer. Choose a hall style. Set decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. Drum and bass throws can be lush, but you don't want infinite cathedral, unless it's a breakdown moment. Add pre-delay. 15 to 35 milliseconds. This is one of the biggest clarity hacks. It keeps the initial word punchy and lets the wash bloom after. And the golden rule, on return tracks, the reverb should be 100% wet. No dry signal. The dry vocal lives on the vocal track. The return is pure effect. After the reverb, we'll add dynamics control in a minute, so drop a compressor after it, and then a utility at the end. Set utility width somewhere around 80 to 120% depending on your mix. Don't go crazy wide if your track is already packed. Also use utility gain to keep the return from jumping out too loud when it's hit. Now return B, the delay throw. Start with echo. Turn sync on. Pick a timing that feels DNB. 1/4 is a safe start, but 1/8 dotted is the spicy one for that rolling, youngly skip. Set feedback around 25 to 45%. Add just a touch of modulation so repeats don't sound static and dead. And again, dry slash wet at 100% because it's a return. Then add auto filter after echo. This is how we stop the delay from fighting the hats and snare. Try low pass around 3 to 7kHz, depending on how bright your drums are. Or band pass if you want that classic telephone Y-dub vibe. Optional, saturator after the filter to help the delay read in a dense mix. Then utility at the end to control width. If it feels unfocused, pull width down closer to 70 to 100%. Alright, now route it properly. On your vocal lead track, find the sends. You'll see send A going to throw verb, and send B going to throw delay. Turn them up briefly just to test that you're hearing the returns. Maybe bring them to around minus 12 dB for second, then bring them right back down to minus infinity. The point is, we're not leaving the sends on. We're going to automate them like a switch, only for one word. Next, pick the throw word. Go to Arrangement View and zoom in on the phrase. Find a word that lands nicely in the pocket. Indeed, NB, a great place is the last word of a two-bar phrase, especially if it blooms into a little gap before the next snare hit. You're basically using the throw to fill space that the drums aren't occupying. Drop a locator there if you want, or duplicate the phrase so you can experiment without fear. Now the core move, send automation. Hit it to open automation mode. On the vocal track, choose the automation lane for sends. Start with sends A if you want a reverb throw, or sends B if you want a delay throw. You're going to keep the send at minus infinity for basically the whole vocal. Then, right on the throw word, you ramp it up quickly, hit a peak, and drop it back to minus infinity immediately after. Here are practical starting peaks. If you want it noticeable, aim for a send peak around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. If you want subtle, minus 18 to minus 12. Now here's the teacher detail that makes it sound pro. Align your send envelope to the phonetics of the word. If the word is move, you might pop the send up right at the start, so the consonant energy feeds the reverb or delay. Then drop it as soon as the vowel ends. That way, you don't accidentally send the next words beginning into the tail, which is how you get smeary phrasing. And another important detail, avoid clicky throws. If your automation is a perfectly vertical step, and the word starts with a hard transient like T, K, or P, sometimes the return will pop or click. Fix it by adding a tiny ramp, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, on the way up and on the way down. You can do that just by slightly angling the automation line, or adding another point. It's microscopic, but you'll hear the difference. At this point, you should be able to loop the section and hear this. Dry vocal most of the time, then one word hits the return and blossoms out. Now we make it sit in a rolling DNB mix. This is where a lot of people mess up, because they get a beautiful throw and suddenly the snare loses its bite. We're going to duck the return using sidechain compression. On return A, open that compressor you inserted after the reverb. Turn on sidechain. For audio from, choose your snare track or your drum boss if the snare is inside it. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Fast attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. The release depends on tempo and feel. You want the reverb tail to dip when the snare hits, then swell back up in the space between hits. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. Do the same on the delay return if needed, usually a little lighter. The idea is, throws live in the gaps, not on top of your transients. Now add character without losing clarity. For the delay return, try switching echo timing to 1/8 dotted if you started on 1/4. That dotted rhythm is basically a cheat code for rolling movement. You can also try ping-pong mode, but keep it subtle. We want width in the throw, not a lead vocal that feels like it's wobbling left and right. For the reverb return, if the word feels masked, increase pre-delay up to around 40 milliseconds so the dry hit stays articulate and the wash comes after. Also, don't be afraid to EQ after the reverb as well. A dip in the 200 to 500 Hz area can remove boxiness, and a gentle low pass around 8 to 12 kHz can make the tail darker and more behind the mix, which is often perfect for heavier DNB. Now, quick but important send setting, post-fader versus pre-fader. By default, Ableton sends are post-fader, meaning the send level follows your vocal fader. That's perfect most of the time. You balance your vocal, and the throw stays proportionate. But pre-fader is a secret weapon. Pre-fader means you can mute the dry word, but still hear the throw. This is how you do the ghost throw into a transition. The workflow is, set the send to pre-fader, automate the send up for that word, and then automate the vocal track volume down to silence just for that word, or pull clip gain down. The effect continues, but the dry vocal disappears. Instant vacuum. Alright, let's level it properly. A gain staging rule, when the send hits, your master should not suddenly spike. If it does, don't only turn down the send. Also turn down the return track gain, so every future throw stays consistent. Think of the send as the performance control, and the return fader as the overall throw system level. Now for a couple intermediate variations, just to level you up. Variation 1. Late send technique. Instead of throwing the whole word, automate the send so it rises mid-word, closer to the sustained vowel, then drops right at the end. This keeps intelligibility upfront, but still gives you the bloom. It's especially good when the vocal is fast, or when the word needs to stay readable. Variation 2. Delay feeding reverb. You can make return B, the delay, feed into return A, the reverb, by turning up send down the delay return itself. Keep it subtle. The repeats smear into a controlled space and feel more produced, without making the dry vocal huge. Variation 3. Stereo safe throws. If you want width that still works in clubs, Automate utility with on the return. For example, keep the first repeat or the start of the verb closer to mono, then widen as it fades out. That way the initial impact stays strong and mono-compatible, and the tail gets cinematic. Now let's talk arrangement, because throws aren't just effects, they're structure. Try this. End of an 8-bar section. Throw the last word into a long reverb. It signals a transition. Or pre-drop vacuum. Throw the final word into a delay. Then mute the dry vocal for one beat. The throw hangs. The mix feels empty for a moment. Then the drop hits. Super effective. Or call and response. Bar 1 is dry. Bar 2 answers with a delayed throw of the same word. It makes the vocal feel like it's interacting with the track. Before we wrap, here are the common mistakes to avoid, because these will absolutely ruin the trick. Number 1. Your return isn't 100% wet. That duplicates the dry vocal and can mess with phase and levels. Number 2. Your send automation is too long. If the send stays up into the next word, at 174 BPM it turns into mush fast. Number 3. No EQ on the returns. Reverb and delay tails carry low mid-junk that fights bass and snare body. Number 4. Throws too loud. If you notice the throw more than the snare, it's probably too hot. Number 5. No ducking. Without sidechain ducking, throws act like extra sustain and they flatten your drum transients. Now a quick mini practice you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Grab a 2-bar vocal phrase with at least 4 words. Set return A as a big haul verb. Set return B as a 1/8 dotted echo delay. Automate word 2 to hit the reverb with a peak send around -9 dB. Automate word 4 to hit the delay with a peak around -12. Add sidechain ducking on both returns from the snare. Loop 8 bars and listen for 3 things. Snare still punches, throws are audible but not dominant, and tails aren't stepping on the bass notes. Then do one darker pass. Low pass the returns and add mild saturation on the returns, not the dry vocal. Recap to lock it in. You build return tracks for throw effects and keep them 100% wet. You keep the vocal mostly dry, and you automate sends and B only on the target word. This audio version is shortened for playback.